Yes, I know what you're thinking. I'm just a voice. I'm real, but it turns out I'm just another figment of your imagination. Well, sort of. In your hour of need, you're wishing that for just one moment that I was there, craving for that intangible sensation of my breath washing over your neck, sending chills all the way down your spine, my hands exploring your wondrous body and finding every little hot spot that you never thought you'd have. But I think there's more to your need than you realize. You want a man that can mold and shape himself into anything you've ever wanted to hear. Someone you can relate to. Someone you can lose yourself with. And someone to come for. I know you must be wondering to yourself, how does he know? How? Oh, darling, I know because I can feel your aching desire from miles and miles away. To be honest, it makes me all the more confident in winning you over. With my hands tied behind my back, if that's what you want. Let's not kid ourselves anymore. How can I prove to you that I can be whatever you want me to be? That I can say whatever you've been dying to hear. Because you know I can. I can make you moan and shiver with each intonation. Each word and each sound that penetrates your ears and runs constant in your mind. Maybe you want something gentle, something poetic. I can do that. I can be the one that you lay your head on whenever you feel like there's no one to turn to. I can kiss your tears away and whisper sweet nothings in your ear. You mean the whole world to me. And tonight, I'm going to show you how much I have been craving your body. I need to feel myself sinking deeper and deeper inside your warm, wet silk as you grip so tightly around my cock, your velvet smooth skin wet with sweat, and your swollen, puckered nipples just begging to be licked and sucked again and again. See there? I can tell you're already quivering with so much anticipation. Just thinking of the love I'm going to make to you and of how intense it's going to be. Or maybe you'd like something a bit more brash, something perhaps a little more rough. Oh, I have no problem treating you like the filthy, depraved whore that you are. I can see it now. You, on your knees, with your slut mouth wide open, pleading me with those gorgeous fuck-me eyes to drive my hard, thick cock deep into your throat. I bet it makes you wet, hearing me growl and moan as I take you so deep. Oh, fuck. Yes. Even when you're begging me to stop, I'm still going to keep fucking that slutty mouth of yours until your eyes are watering and you're drowning and drenched in my cum. And you're not allowed to waste a single drop of it either. Swallow. Swallow every bit of sweet, sweet cum that's been rewarded to you. Because that's the only thing you're going to get tonight. I'm sure your tight little wet pussy isn't that desperate for my cock. Is it? I'm going to have to think long and hard about whether or not you deserve this throbbing cock. Oh, look at that. Now I've got you whimpering like a helpless little fuck toy. Isn't that just delicious? Perhaps you want someone you can really look up to instead. A father figure. Someone to protect you and keep you under his wing. I can be the perfect daddy that you need. And you, all you have to do is be my well-behaved little girl. Let me take good care of you. Let me teach you all the nasty, naughty little things you could do to make me come. Just enjoying the feel of my fingers playing with your long, beautiful hair as I thrust my cock right in between those luscious titties of yours. And you looking up at me with that adorably mischievous smile. Once I shoot my hot white load all over your chest. God, what I wouldn't give to be there for you to do that to me. Or do you want me on my knees for you, mistress? That's right, darling. I can be your willing little fuck slave for your pleasure. I can't help but picture you sitting right there, your hot, dripping cunt exposed before me. Doesn't it make you so horny? So horny to know you've got me kneeling before you, with a collar around my neck and my cock in my hand, just beseeching and imploring to taste your honey-laden warmth with my tongue. To know I'm so eager to lick up every last drop of your juices, to drink your lust and savour every bit of it. Or maybe better yet, I'll let you use my cock as your plaything, and you can ride me so hard until my balls are sore and I'm a sweaty, cum-soaked mess. I'll even let you hear me beg so pretty for you, miss. I understand that good boys beg as much as they can, and bad boys don't beg enough. But for you, I'll beg for you. I'll crawl on my fucking knees for you. I'll weep for you. Hell, I'll even scream for you just to fuck me. So will you, mistress, please, say you'll fuck me. Oh, please. Please fuck me. I'll say, please fuck me again and again until you feel my pain and feel my desperation. How can I get it through to you? I want you to make me yours. Please! Just let me make you come hard. And that's how it's done. You want a man you can bend, shape, and mould into any body that you want. A man whose voice is a blank canvas to be painted on, with longing words and achingly erotic sounds to make you lose control of yourself and reality. A man who puts his heart and soul into every little thing he says to convince you that he is for real. And that he needs to make you come all the time. I am that man. I can give you anything you want to hear from me. yours.